Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hey, everyone. Quick question.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I feel the need to put food in my mouth every time before we start the show?
Because here's what's happened. You have become so comfortable with being on air and having fun that it's just like, it ain't no thing.
It's kind of like, where's it dinner?
Because I reckon, because remember in like the first at least few weeks, it was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
On. But now it's like, you got your foot on the desk, looks like it.
No, foot on other chair.
On the other chair. Leaning back.
The desk is a bit high for my liking.
Oh, would you like it down a bit?
Yeah.
Would you...
People can hear that.
You just say when.
Well, my hoofs. Yeah, that's quite nice. Thank you.
Happy with that? Because I can go up a little bit more.
That's good. No, that's good. That's good. Yeah, that's nice.
You sure?
It's getting a bit of a punish now, eh?
Okay. Fun, though. Fun.
Fun. Love your shirt today.
Thank you. It's by Double Rainbow.
It's really cool. You look slay. I kind of want one.
These are cool. Thank you.
Can I have it?
Yeah, if you want it. Do you want it?
Can you wash it first and give it to me?
Yeah, we can wash it and give it to
no,
you.
No, I'll buy one.
If you want it, you can have it.
That's really weird that you said yes.
Why?
Now I feel uncomfortable. I wanted you to get angry and be like, nah, you entitled bitch.
Well, you've given me a coffee table.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, if you really want my shirt, you can, of course you can have it. You really want it, you can have it.
Oh. All right, what's on tonight?
Heaps of fun stuff on tonight. We're getting an update on your car. Your brand new car.
You know what? I'm not going to ruin it.
Don't ruin it. We're bringing back one of our favourite segments. Put it on the bench for a while, but it's back for the last week.
Yeah. One more time.
Oh, also. Now, is it Esther Perel?
Esther Perel.
You caught up with her for It's A Lot, the pod.
Oh, my God.
See, I didn't know her until you told me.
It was the best hour of my entire life.
Really?
Yep. Oh, second best.
I was waiting for that. I just didn't know what to say, but I knew something was coming.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yep.
Good. Well, that's after 8. That's 8 o'clock.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So I saw this TikTok today and it just was the most outlandish thing I think I've seen on that godforsaken app.
Really? I see some funny stuff. Mostly it's just bulldogs now, but I see some funny stuff.
No, my entire feed is bulldogs now, thanks to you.
Not to.
I don't mind it. It's actually quite nice going into Instagram and only seeing dogs. I don't see
anything
else. It's
quite nice, isn't it?
It's quite nice.
Yeah.
So this TikToker has said that she had an FBI agent for 6 months, right?
Okay.
She has a PowerPoint in front of her.
Yeah.
And she goes, that time I dated an FBI agent for 6 months.
Quite clever.
Next slide, she clicks it. Or did I? Now, here's the start of the clip to get a bit of context.
I dated an FBI agent for 6 months. Or did I? Reasons why I think my ex-boyfriend lied to me about being an FBI agent. Let's go. First date. We met on Hinge, okay? Complete strangers. Within the first 5 minutes, he tells me he's an FBI agent. I remember because I said, it's giving Agent Cody Banks. And then I asked him to compare it to Spy Kids, the movie.
That's fair. That's fair.
There's other reasons why. The second one was he'd always say, you can't ask me that. When she'd ask him even things like, how's your day? He'd go, you know, you can't ask me that. Calm down. Because he's an FBI agent. Also,
yeah.
Am I wrong in thinking that FBI agents, like, they're allowed to say how their day was?
Totally. You just wouldn't be able to talk about, like, missions and investigations.
Also, if I was dating someone said the word mission
not ick. Cool, ick.
Ick.
Yeah. You didn't go on a mission. You just went to the office. You went to the office.
We had a mission today. Ugh, not good. You went to arrest a real housewife or something, you know what I mean? Okay, number three was he had no social media and no friends. So he'd always say to her, yeah, like, I wish you could get my friends, but they're all doing a mission. They're on a mission. My friend's on a special mission. So, okay, is the mission in the room with us? Okay, can you see the mission in the corner over there? Are your friends here with us? All right, dude. The FBI apparently told him, this is number four, he said, look, the FBI told me that you're texting your ex-boyfriend.
It feels like a whole big joke.
It feels like a bit of banter with his friends.
That's what I'm saying.
Or this person needs serious help.
Like, oh, mate.
Serious help. Then there was this point about the training, which I thought was the funniest.
Yeah.
Let's play it.
About halfway through our relationship, he tells me he needs to go to Washington, D.C. to go to the FBI Academy and do training. I said, how are you already an FBI agent without training? And he said, well, it was a COVID exception. You can blame anything on COVID these days.
So they're just putting in also FBI agents, zero training.
That's the problem.
You're not even a cop. You're not even like a, I don't even know how you become an FBI agent. But you know why? Don't need to because of COVID.
You just have to work your way up, wouldn't you, I think?
Well, no, because it's COVID. They need agents. They're not going to have anyone. They can't be working IRL.
Yeah, but you'd have to be. You'd have to be a police officer. Then you'd have to be like a detective. Then you'd have to be like.
Oh, in real life, not in this man's reality.
No, not in this man's reality.
Oh, in real reality, not in this man's reality.
Yeah, yes.
Totally. I was like, no, they can't.
It's a bit going on up there.
Then she was like, you know, she got a phone call after they'd broken up. 3 months into his quote-unquote training, and he was like, I'm on a special mission. And he was like, oh, sorry, it's got home, you know. And she's like, hang on, you're only 3 months into your training. How come you're saying that you're done now and you can do missions? And he goes, COVID, they've expedited it. We just worked through weekends. So we now.
Summer school.
So now, you know, we finished earlier. One sec. I've just got to go inside the house for a second. So it's really loud out here. Goes in the house. Goes, sorry, it's got home. Then to hang up, he goes, I've really got to go. I'm just interrogating someone. Okay. So big lie.
Big
obviously
lie.
One of three options, married and children.
Yeah.
Actual FBI agent. Not well.
No, married with kids. He's married. Joking? He's married.
Or I don't know. It could be an FBI agent.
We're not doing the cast Solomon or not gear again. We can't be doing that again.
He could be an FBI agent. I don't know what they do.
I don't. She doesn't.
I do know they get trained, though.
There's 100% training there.
Yeah, but you know how, like, sometimes you date someone and you don't really care what they do for work? Like, whenever I date anyone, I really care. I don't care. I only found out recently someone that I've been dating on and off for years, like what his actual job was. And I went, wow. He's like, I don't really care. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I could easily be bamboozled.
Totally.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't care. Have you ever told a lie that big?
Mate, not that big.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
I'm not a great liar. I think the one time I would like really lied, I was like when I was living in Whistler, I like just slept all day because I had a huge night and they were like, where were you? And I was like, I went to Squamish and I lost my phone and I just had to buy a new phone. But I just got rid of my number because I didn't want to tell them that I didn't want to go to work because I was hungover.
That's weird.
Squamish is a real place, by the way. It's where they shot Twilight.
Yeah.
So I was looking for the
Twilighters. I've lied about
everything.
Yeah. I lied about my pa dying.
Did you?
But he was already dead.
Oh.
So.
It's that movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Well, you can't really, doesn't really make it worse.
So he's already dead and you were like, my pa died today.
I said my pa died today, but he'd been dead since I was 12 and I was like 20.
Well, it's not untrue, is it?
Well, he died. Oh, my pa died. He did.
Well, it's his fault. You should ask more questions.
I know, yeah. When? You would never ask when. What day?
Sorry.
So I want to ask everyone on 13 10 60, what's the biggest lie you ever told?
What is it?
Is it
some naughty lies out
there? An excuse to get out of work?
Yeah.
Have you had an affair with someone and will you tell us the details? Yeah. Do you want to get it off your chest? Confessions.
Confessions. Confessions.
Hang on. Segment for next year. Confessions.
Debate club out. Concessions in.
Concession card.
Did I say concessions? I think I meant confessions.
So have you had an affair and you want to confess to me? Have you lied about maybe an illness? Are you Belle Gibson?
Yep.
Have you maybe lied about what job you have to someone? Have you lied about your age?
Yep.
Give it to me. 13 10 60.
Take your calls next.
Hot Nights Podcast.
I saw a TikTok today that made me, I don't know if I laughed, just made me wonder about the world and the state of it and why people do the things that they do. Basically, a woman did a TikTok saying that she had an FBI agent for 6 months.
Yep.
Or did she, Rowan?
Did she?
She had all this evidence that he actually wasn't an FBI agent. He was just, we think, had another family. Maybe he just wasn't well, or maybe he was who he said he was, and we just don't understand the job.
Yeah.
So we asked you on 13 10 60, what's the biggest lie I've ever told? Right, what? Hannah.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi, Hannah. What is the biggest lie you've ever told?
So when I was in year 12, I went to a party, didn't tell my parents I was going there, and I was involved in a car accident.
Okay.
So I had to not tell my parents, not go to hospital, and the next day we went to school for this production rehearsal, and I told my parents that I fell in between the gap between the train and the platform. Oh. So they picked me up.
Sorry, just dropped something.
Yeah, they picked me up, took me to get checked out. I'd actually torn all the ligaments in my left leg. Yeah. So my parents took it very heavily upon themselves to contact Connex, which was the transport company at the time.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and they actually proceeded to try to sue them.
That station
was like the first station. Now a lot have them, but the big signs on the ground that say "Mind the Gap," and that was because of my story.
Fantastic. Hannah's the gap girl.
Hannah, I mean, you probably saved a lot of ligaments and legs and lives, to be honest.
Oh, so, absolutely. Yeah. Like I felt like, you know, it was a lie. I felt bad about it, but then I was like, hang on, I think I've saved a lot of people.
So, hang on. I've done the right thing here, actually. How long ago was this?
So I'm 30 now, so it would have been 12 years ago.
Right. So 12 years later, it all comes around, you know?
I ended up drunkenly telling them last year. So.
And what do they say?
They were both, they just like burst into tears. They're like, you couldn't tell us that you were going to a party, and that's all they were worried about. Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice parents. Sweet. They were more worried about their relationship with them than getting mad at you. I mean, you're 30, so you can't really get in trouble.
Yeah, I guess a lot of time had passed, and they were very strict back then, but now they're chilled. So. Okay.
Crazy. They let you out past 11 o'clock on your 30th?
That's crazy. Do you want to know what our biggest lie is? We've been keeping from you all year. I've forgotten all about this. Do you want me to tell you now or do you want me to wait for the
right now?
Okay, all right. So you know how oh my God, I actually feel really embarrassed. Why she look at me, she's furious. Remember how we were doing that segment called Honest, where someone had to pick whether I was being honest or you were being honest?
Oh yeah. With our best friend.
Yeah, with yeah, it was for Peking Duck. And remember, like...
Yeah, they're my best friends, Peking Duck.
Yeah, remember this?
All right, got that, Hannah?
Yeah, I got it.
Cirque du Soleil changed my life.
Oh, my gosh, okay.
You can ask questions, Hannah.
And I just, you know, I was with my mates. We were like, let's just all go to Cirque du Soleil for a bit of a laugh. Yeah. We were like, ha-ha, the boys are at Cirque du Soleil. We were there, and we just were staring at this show. Well, this is really what went to air.
Yeah, I got it.
Cirque du Soleil changed my life.
And I knew it! Let's just go to Cirque du Soleil
for a bit of a laugh. And we were like, ha-ha, the boys are at Cirque du Soleil. We were there, and we just were staring at this show. And then halfway through, we were like, one of the boys was crying. Yeah. So
my nipples are so hard with anger. My nipples are so hard with anger. My nipples are so hard with anger. You gaslit. Remember how we actually had it? We actually had a fight on the weekend, you and I, Rowan, about you not being there for me and about something personal and about you gaslighting me. So interesting, interesting, you know, twice in a year. Our friendship was actually on the mend today. We had a fight over the weekend and you didn't think this could fix it. You! So what are you going to tell me? Did that come up just because I brought this segment today. So you didn't plan this today. So no, were you ever going to tell me?
Max, could you tell we're going to tell you her, ever, like,
because I brought this seg.
Yeah, we were going to tell you. We've talked about telling you a few times. It's definitely come up quite a bit. Like but when we spoke about out. Cirque du Soleil, the new show coming out.
Cirque du Soleil. No. Remember? Yes, sorry. Go.
When
sorry.
We spoke about the new show that's coming on Ice earlier, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about you know, telling you then.
And why didn't we?
Because we thought we could milk it for a bit longer. And then you also apologised to get on air then. And you were like, remember like, that time?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I gave you a sincere apology because I said to you, you would be the type of person to say Cirque du Soleil. And you went, no, I would not. And I told you someone who we both despise who says Cirque du Soleil. You know who? And you were like, I can't believe you put me with that person.
I was like, how dare you?
How dare you? And you were actually offended. Did you actually believe that you said Cirque du Soleil?
I knew I said Cirque du Soleil. So here I am in the studio on the phone to Kai going, okay, so you get the cold feed and I'll just re-record it and you just make it work. And Kai's like, haha, yes. It's the magic of radio, baby. Any last words?
I am so glad we have 3 days left and we have 6 weeks. We need to call Dave Cameron and tell him the lies that have been happening in this studio and see if maybe you can move to lunches because that's actually find a way to fix this.
On a podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Car chat, car chat.
Can we get rid of the car music? I really don't like it. Thank you.
So not what? No car music?
Hey, but really it distracted. Like my ADHD is a bit bad this week, so it's just like not really joyful for me. Sorry.
Can I do horns?
When you feel like something interest, maybe instead of laughing or instead of talking, you just make a like a broom.
So I won't speak, but I'll just talk in car noises. Yeah, like for broom.
Remember broom.
I've only got car horns though, but you do you. And I'll all right. Just,
so you know how? So yesterday I was speaking about how I got a new car. I hate it.
Okay, I won't do it. That was me saying yes. Go on.
I got a new car. I was nervous about the colour because it was going to be electric blue. Max was off it. You tried to not be too off it, but you were pretty off it. All of us were nervous about it because it was the only car that I could really get in Sydney that was the right size to take the things that I wanted to take. Anyway, very boring chat from me. But today I went and got the car.
Okay, cool.
And I rocked up and I went, I'm nervous the whole Uber ride. Well, I napped in the Uber because it was so far out. And then an hour and 10 minutes in the Uber. Hour and 10 minutes in the Uber. And I went, I'm just going to have a nap. The man had classical music on.
Oh, that's nice.
I just had a nap. It was a very clean,
beautiful
Uber.
I said, I'd drive you. Such a great friend that I am. I said, I'd drive you.
I know, a bit boring. Like, boring drive. And you drive all the way back an hour and 10. Like, no.
That's good.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's a great point. I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, it was a very long way away. And also drive to me first. Get me. And
of course.
Yeah, no.
It'd be a long trip.
It's fine. Although now, after the last revelation that you lying to me, I'm thinking maybe.
We all lied, by the way. It wasn't just me. We were all lying. But hey, you know, like I said, if you want the shirt off my back, you can have it. If you want the car ride out anywhere.
Probably guilt as well. Anyway, moving on. So I got there to the dealership, rocked up, saw the blue car, went, ugh, embarrassing.
Does it have a bow on it?
Yeah, babe. Blue bow.
It's got to be a red bow.
No, blue bow.
Blue bow.
Blue bow and blue and yellow balloons. I've got a photo for you.
Oh.
I've got a photo. I'm not sure if you can see it out there. Yeah, and I went.
What about the blue bow?
I'm going, get me in the car. Get me away from this place. It's fine. I'm not obsessed, right? On the hour-long drive back, I'm thinking, I saw a few blue cars.
Yeah.
Gave them a nod.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm going, blue car squad. Blue car bandits.
Here's the thing. You'd have been sitting in your car. doing things to entertain yourself, talking to yourself, going, oh, I guess with the blue car bandits. Yeah. No one else in the car. Not even the dog.
Yeah, not even Walter. Mr. Walter, look at the blue course. It was just, and we go, well, and then we're driving. And then as I continued to drive for 45 minutes, I noticed, I was thinking, you know when you're playing that game where you try and find the cars that are certain colours when you're a kid and you can see way more red cars or green cars?
Yeah, like Punch Buggy and stuff.
Punch Buggy, that's the name of it.
Good game.
I thought, I noticed so many more blue cars and I thought we're united, right? And then I was thinking about what other coloured cars there are on the road. I saw one orange in the hour-long drive.
Yeah.
Everyone else, black, white, silver, maybe a charcoal.
I don't mind a charcoal grey. Real nice.
I do mind it. I thought to myself, I actually think I might be better than these people in my blue car.
Better in my blue car. I'll be better in my blue car.
Better in my blue car. There's something in that. Save it for Christmas and we're writing a song. Save it. Write it down.
It's in my head, mate.
Yeah.
I got it.
Never leave. Babe, I think I'm better than other people now. I think I've got a superiority complex. So this hasn't worked out poorly for me, but it's worked out very poorly for everyone else on the road. So I'm thinking, well, having this electric blue car shows that I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of being judged by a blue car. I am who I am and I stand strong in who I am. If you've got a white, grey or black car.
I have a white car.
I have another white car as well. But now I'm embarrassed with the white car because I'm thinking, okay, well, I just want to fit in. I mean, it's giving insecure. If you've got any of those colours, it's giving insecure. And, you know, I'm such a person that's like, I hate, I was about to say something that I hate then that is a brand name. I hate new homes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I hate grey kitchens. I hate the tapware. I hate boring grey things. Like, actually, was talking to someone on Bondi Beach today very passionately about how mad I am. They've knocked down all these beautiful heritage homes and put in these ugly grey apartments.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why don't I extend that to my car? If I want coloured homes and my kitchen to be fun and my house to be fun, my everything, what's stopping me? So I just sort of let you know, I'm better than you. Is it actually playing next?
You know.
Oh my God.
I actually think it's like a divine little spontaneous moment.
Oh my God.
Get her. Baby Rexa.
Oh my God.
Abby Chatfield.
I'm blue. I'm better in blue.
I'm better in my blue car, baby.
Better in my blue car. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Well. God, I don't even know how to bring this up. Something big has happened. And
really?
It is a Tuesday. And it is good news. But it's good news in the way that, it's good news when you make out with your ex at a club. Fun for the moment, but heartbreaking after the come down. Because a few months ago, I revealed my deepest pain. And that was, we have the clip here. It's about a sandwich that I buy regularly.
Okay, well, let's listen to it.
So I'm so used to seeing these corn chips. I have a ritual where I have half of them raw and half of them in the sando, okay. Right?
Yeah, sando.
It's in the sando. Now, a few times ago, we ordered it and no corn chips. And we went.
That's a shame.
That's all right. Second time I went, maybe there's someone new on that doesn't know about
it's a new chef.
The corn chips. It's been four times, right?
So today was the fourth time.
And today I thought, this is where my corn chip joy ends. So the corn chips came with the sandwich. Should have explained that. Sorry, my trauma is too deep to even explain. The corn chips used to come with the sandwich. And then one day they stopped showing up.
Oh, that's not good.
And my PA and I, Kira, were traumatized. Right? We love that sandwich and we love the chippies that go with it. Well, it's a little extra.
I feel for Kira. Kira's early 20s. Like, how is she going to recover from the no chip?
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Like, she's her brain's still developing. So how is she going to – this severe trauma is going to really mess her up. And I don't know, like, do I have to pay workers' comp? Like,
yeah, mate, you're employed, mate. You have
to. Well, it's not my fault. Anyway, so today I went to a different restaurant of the same franchise.
Okay.
Different franchise location.
Right.
And I ordered it thinking, and I actually did, I actually ordered it, and I did think, maybe they have the corn. And then I thought,
oh no,
don't let yourself think that.
Don't do it.
I thought, don't get yourself high hopes. Much like Panic at the Disco that was just playing. But lo and behold, I have some good news on this choose.
Oh, did we play it?
There.
Bringing you the best news to you, for you, live from the top of the Hot Nights News Tower. This is Good News Tuesday.
Hello and welcome to Good News Tuesday. Today, after months of waiting, I finally got my corn chips with my chicken sandwich. But it's kind of bad news, Tuesday, because now I have to drive 10 minutes to get my sandwich.
Can't you just ask the people why they don't do it, the one closer to you? Because now you have like a other one that you know does it.
Should we call and ask?
Are they open now?
No, it's a breakfast thing.
Oh.
Should we call and ask?
I can go covert if you want.
You can go covert.
I can be like, hey, so, and I can, look, if you want to save face, I can go, listen, I've got a problem. I can get a little bit snippy.
I think I want you to go. I want you to go IRL and I want you to record it.
Oh, okay.
Is that legal? Yeah, is that
go
legal?
No,
that legal?
No, that's fine. We'll just, yeah, and Max and I'll go.
I don't think it's legal.
That's fine. Max and I'll go.
All right, you two break the law. Yep. But anyway, good news, babe.
Great news.
Any?
I bought Lucy flowers today, so now I am in the good books.
Woohoo! Anyway, that's the last time that's ever going to happen.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
I just thought I'd like to give you an update on the Max vaping update.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, he was moving today.
Yeah.
Always stuff into storage. It was really good. Went well, Max?
It went horribly. Like, everything went wrong, but it's done.
Whoa.
Calm down.
I'm not angry.
The tone.
That sounded a bit mad.
Yeah. You seem on edge.
You do actually seem a bit on edge.
I'm actually pretty calm.
Okay.
You weren't calm this afternoon.
Yeah, I was.
Well, we asked you about it. I'll play a couple of grabs.
What?
I'll play a couple of grabs.
I had a fight with concierge because they firstly wanted me to pay $500 to use the loading dock.
Yeah, that's normal. That's all right.
Yeah, but on the form it said free. And that's why, like, I hadn't got $500 out specifically because on the form it was like free.
Okay, it's not too bad there, to be fair, Maxi.
So,
not too bad.
You're having a conversation with Max about his moving and he's just...
Yeah, he was like,
having a conversation about how it's illegal to record people
not
without
you,
their consent.
Not you, mate.
Wow, okay.
I think you signed that away when you signed your contract working on a radio station.
Okay, all right. What else you got on me?
Come on, he's trying to be playful with it, but he is really seething inside. He's dying for a suck.
He's dying for a suck. That, you really, to be fair, you didn't sound too bad there, Maxie. But you did, you started to go up a bit. Here in particular.
And then he was like, oh, also, it looks like your booking's actually for later, not now. It's not at 1, it's at 3. I was like, nah, I stood here and booked it with a few weeks ago, booked it for 1. I've got to be at work soon. Wouldn't book it for 3, mate.
Oh, interesting.
About it.
Oh, kicked up an absolute stink. Unbelievable.
Wow. So,
Abby and I just wanted to double check.
How you going?
How are you going?
Yeah, like it's been a big day, but it didn't vape. Even when I got to the storage center where I was meant to have my storage on the same level as the elevator, and then I ran into 3 stairs, I had to take all of my stuff up. I still kept it cool.
I don't know if this is cool.
I have not vaped.
Right, well.
We're proud of you, Maxie. I just wanted everyone to hear the tonality that I'm getting when I get into the office.
Yeah, look, but you know what? I think when we come back, the withdrawals would have stopped and...
That's true.
Back to normal.
Well, it's my full circle moment. You know, I started vaping when I moved last and today I moved again and I didn't vape. And it's
but didn't
full
you
circle.
Think, wouldn't it be nice to have a little vape?
A little suck.
So here we are at that weird point where it feels like you guys want me to vape.
We don't. I was wondering your thought process.
Yeah, we're just trying to see where you fit in with the vape. Do you want to vape?
Yeah, a vape would have been really bloody good today.
Yeah.
I got through.
Cola one or something. Oh.
Stop it.
Stop it. No,
we're proud of you, mate.
Okay.
Are you not proud of him?
I'm so proud of him. Sorry. Behind you is Jeff from The Wiggles. I think it's his, what, Australian story? Who do you think you are? Is that what it's awake. Called?
It's on SBS.
It's on SBS.
Okay.
Anyway, I've been watching his whole life lineage.
Well, so happy that you're more excited about that than me not vaping. Anyway,
ADHD. I don't think we should have moving things on behind Owen's head.
That's true. That's actually Kate's job to turn that off. So we're going to have to blame Kate, the new girl.
Or should we blame you? You're the closest person to
I could have done it myself.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
You did a lovely little chat with a very special person.
Very special person. It's Max's horrible. Vape deal.
Struggling. Is that a GoFundMe?
You're so funny.
Max's
vape dealer.
There we go.
My life sucks.
It's Esther Perel.
Esther Perel.
You chatted with her for It's a Lot Pod.
Yeah, so if you want to hear the full conversation, it's on It's a Lot. If you want to go to a show, I think there are some tickets left in Brisbane on Thursday. So
great. And you played her game for the radio show, which we will be playing next, Hot Nights, with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
I had the best hour of my life
last
week.
Yeah.
I spoke with our psychotherapist, Esther Perel. She is... When I started the podcast, she was a dream guest. Like, there's no one I think left in the world who I would want to get more than Esther Perel. There's someone who comes close second. Yeah. Dan Savage, if you're listening, hit me up. But she has an amazing podcast called Where Should We Begin? She speaks 9 languages. She's a daughter of 2 Holocaust survivors.
Yeah.
She is from Belgium. Yeah. And I called her my Lord and Savior twice in the podcast because I can't explain to you how amazing she is.
Yeah.
She's the reason why I see relationships the way that I do. Her podcast is called Where Should We Begin?
Yep.
She has another one called How's Work, which is about how to deal with work conflicts and stuff. Sonda, our boss, is obsessed as well.
Great.
So I got to speak to her. It was life-changing. She now has a game called Where Should We Begin, of course. And it's a conversation starting game. It's a storytelling card game, and as she describes it, and it basically is like the start of a sentence, and you want to finish it,
mm-hmm.
and there's little tokens and stuff. So I had the delight of playing it with her last week. So here's that chat. Okay, well, I wanted to play just one little round with you. They're kind of like
you're going to ask me.
I'm going to ask you.
I'm going to ask you too.
Oh, God. Esther, I just got through without crying. I almost cried at one point, and I was so proud of myself. But hopefully you choose a fun one. Okay, like we're doing a tarot reading, feel your energy.
Yeah, and you want me to pick one.
Pick one.
All right.
Ooh.
My latest crush is...
But you're married for 40-something years, but that doesn't mean you can't have crushes.
Does that mean I don't have crushes?
Who's the latest crush? Koshy?
My latest crush. It is true that I have not had crushes lately. So I have to dig. But I can tell you of a crush that I did have that really I found I got very amused by. I was on a 12-hour flight and I was sitting here and there was somebody sitting just a few rows in front. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, what would have happened if I met this person, you know, umpteen years before? And I just developed this whole conversation with this person. And then I discovered that on the planes, you have this thing where you can talk with your...
Yes. Talk with a different seat.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I tried to talk with a different seat.
What was your opening line?
Sitting 2 rows behind on the left.
And did they respond?
I will leave that open. You didn't. The card only asked about the crush. You didn't ask about.
Oh my god! It's so true. Did you play Tetris?
Keep asking.
Okay, are you gonna hold it for me?
Yes.
Because I don't know what. I'm gonna go on the end because the obvious way to go is the. Oh shit! I'm high maintenance when it comes to.
Sorry.
Oh.
Look,
Lev, you say
I don't know. What am I high-maintenance? I mean, I guess emotionally, what am I high-maintenance about? I like things a certain particular way, and if they're not done in that certain way, like I guess a low-level example would be when my mum used to wear my clothes, like the laundry, I would lose my mind when I was a kid because it wasn't done in the correct colour order, you know? But then I think that transfers into my adult life and my career when something isn't, for example, if I'm a judge on The Masked Singer, if something is edited in a way and I think that wasn't the best take, it really upsets me to the point where I have to vent about it, and that might be hard for others and high maintenance for others to understand the gravity of what something not done perfectly to me means to me.
That's a perfect example. That's a very good example. Because you also distinguish between the high maintenance is the venting. Mm. My high maintenance is not that you have a certain exact idea of how you want things to be. Is that when you don't get the thing that you had imagined.
Mm.
Now, the venting, the fascinating question to me about, I love venting. I find it a very interesting thing to explore.
I love it.
You know.
Oh, nothing better than
kvetching,
a good
vent. Venting, you know.
Oh, I call my radio co-host.
Complaining. I have a whole blog on the art of complaining.
Oh, I need to.
I think it's an amazing piece of behavior that we don't spend enough time understanding. Mm. What is at stake when people are venting? What are they, you know, what are they doing actually?
My radio co-host cops it literally every morning for at least an hour of me calling him saying, that was the most minute things, like my dog's collar isn't put on correctly, or big things like work.
So the way this one works, yes, that I like the most is actually we can play the whole game with a group and they are prompt questions and tokens, and it creates an amazing energy. But what I really love is when I do my dinners. I love to host dinners and I just put two cards under every plate.
Oh, that's cool.
And
that's
then great. At some point I just say to people, just go into little groups of four. And then three people choose which is the card that you will answer. Oh, it's not like you're going to say, no, I'm going to pick something else. But there's something, you know, when I don't know you, I can think what would have been a really interesting question, you know. I'm irrational when it comes to, I'm most competitive, you know. If I wasn't working as A, I would be A. You know, a text message I fantasize receiving, a conversation I wish I could have again, what I would whisper to my younger self, a risk I took that changed my life. I mean, and now if I don't know you, generally I leave the dinner with a new friend. And if I do know you, or I think I do, I leave hearing stories that I never knew about.
Mm.
And I love those elements of surprise. That's the storytelling. It's that the story arrives, most of the time people don't even know themselves what they were going to tell.
Yeah.
And then you think you know this person. You never told me this.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very heavy. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Your first date?
How did it go?
Did you guys do it?
Was it amazing?
First date Friday turns into date review Monday, but sometimes it turns into date review Tuesday.
Be honest, I think the last two have been Tuesday, and they're the last two of the year.
Yeah, but the one before I was sick, and then,
oh yes,
and then this one I was sick and tired of you.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So
yeah, it happens sometimes. It happens sometimes.
We needed a bit of a break from our favourite segment. I don't know how.
Yeah,
I don't know whether guys, we forgot.
we totally forgot.
But it isn't because this person was forgetful. It was just that. Listen, everyone, it's the last week.
We've been talking more about 3 days left.
What we're going to do every time we come in and go, guys. Only four more sleeps.
Yeah.
And we love this job so much. But, yeah, sometimes we do forget things. We're in the human. And all year,
totally.
Pretty good track record.
Pretty good. And, yeah, we did give the $200 out thanks to Bumble, the only place that brings you the spark, a meaningful connection to dating. Bumble, find that feeling. So we did have to catch up with Grace.
Okay. Hey, Grace. How you going, darling?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Cool, babe. Sorry about yesterday. We just, you know, had a lot on, you know.
A lot on.
My car got stolen.
Oh, my God.
You know, had you know, my mum got sick. You know, there was a lot on. Had a funeral. So
yep.
First of all, I want to firstly ask you how you felt when we forgot to call you yesterday.
Yes.
I was, like, really upset, to be honest.
Oh, no! Grace, we're sorry.
No, it wasn't. I was watching your stories, Abby, and I was like, oh, she's actually, like, doing some.
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
You know,
it's holiday soon, so we're having a pizza party. It was pizza party. It's like the last week of year 12 for us right now. It's totally. Almost schoolies time. We've got our lanyards ready.
We've rolled in the TV, put it that way.
Yeah, it's great. All right, so Grace, tell us all about this date. What ended up happening?
It went really well. We clicked so well. I didn't know how it was going to go, especially considering the last 6 weeks and how he did tell me he was in love with me.
Red flag.
It went really good, and he's actually here with me now.
Here, where? What are you, where?
Wait, physically with you?
At the house, or what's the vibe?
It's his 21st, and we're out for his birthday.
Wait, hang on.
The music. Music's going off.
With his family, because it's a Tuesday.
No, God, no.
Oh, he's taking the phone.
I think, hang on, has he just taken the phone off
her? He's taking the phone, and come back
to the wood-fired pizzas and the mojito.
What's happened?
Grace, you there?
Sorry, it just muted.
Oh, God. We thought something had happened to you.
We thought it was him. We were like, whoa.
The man who told you he loved you before he even met you. Okay, so with his friends on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes, so we're out. We're getting drunk for his 21st. It's just us two.
Just you two.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's his birthday today, so it's like a little add-on thing. It's not like his celebration.
Oh, well, it's his birthday tonight.
Yeah.
But we've rented a hotel and like fully going out and getting wasted.
Wow, that's beautiful. Okay, so it went really well. Now, have you told him you loved him because, I mean.
Wasn't that our challenge? Have you told him you love him? What have you said?
I haven't, but I did go through with the challenge and I asked him to move in with me.
Okay, and what happened?
I think he said yes.
It was a long pause, but eventually.
Oh, my God, you sitting there going shit, 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 shit.
Eventually he said, yeah, I guess so.
Babe, I'm worried about this. Grace, I'm not going to lie. Now, as a big sister vibe, I need to tell you, I think this is, there is this evidence of love bombing here. I'm actually really concerned.
Careful, doll.
I will be careful. No, I told him the gig and I told him about you guys and how I was on the show, and he thought it was hilarious.
Does he follow the show?
I've spoken to him about the show previously before meeting to him because I am a fan of you guys.
Fantastic.
Love you, Queen.
But we listened to it again on the Sunday night.
Oh, my God. Your segment.
So now he knows how badly we think of him.
Oh, my God. He knows we hate him. Are we on speaker? Oh, my God. Please
don't.
We're not.
I'm so happy for you. I hope it all goes really well. But I will say, I'm pretty
careful
concerned.
Careful of the love bombing.
It's love bombing vibes. But I'm really concerned because you seem really lovely and normal and slay.
Do you think that $200 is paid for the hotel room, maybe?
Has it, Grace?
Maybe.
Found that feeling.
Good on you. Well done, Grace. Happy for you, doll.
Have fun.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
Well, I think that's a pretty good one to end on, I think, Abs. I think that's pretty solid.
We've got the format down pat now.
Yeah.
Forget to call them all so they try to go, I've got a good story for you.
Oh, my God.
They concoct a story.
And they have to figure it out. Oh,
well. Babe, I'm really worried. I'm actually really worried about her.
What? But because of the hotel room or the fact that he said he loved her?
No, just love bombing, babe. Do you not feel like it's a bit sus?
A bit sus that he would say yes.
And she's so old, is she?
21? 20? 21?
Yeah, when I was 21, I thought that, I've been through so many people that fall in love with me so quickly. But I mean,
I think, why wouldn't they?
Probably wouldn't. Maybe none of them were lying, actually.
Maybe none of them. Maybe they all still love you. But you were just like, they love bombing.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield, finished up again for another show. Looking forward to the Circus LA tickets underneath the Christmas tree.
So long, farewell, avida, say adieu.
Adieu.
To you and you.
You think it's the funniest thing ever.
Hey Siri, call Dave Cameron.
Calling Dave Cameron.
All right, bye guys, see you later.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some-